careful boy, they all said. And he dropped the pot roast all over his chest. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. He took in the 4 a.m. show at the Clark. Excitable boy, they all said. And he bit the usher's leg in the dark. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy.
A guy who was on the Oneonta State campus way back in 1982. If I remember correctly, he performed up in the old gym at the time. And I do remember he was like 45 minutes late. And it looked like he had a little bit too much to drink. But nonetheless, it was a great show that he put on a Sunday night. And he will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend. David Letterman will be on hand to induct him. And also being inducted next Saturday night. Let's see, Chubby Checker, Cyndi Lauper, Joe Cocker, Bad Company, finally. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to seeing Paul Rodgers perform again with Bad Company, but he just announced that due to health reasons, he won't be there. So, unfortunately. Johnny G with you till 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Suddenly be sunshine. is hearing what you play. Yeah, they're too busy drinking anyway. You gotta keep on smiling, brother, keep on smiling. Say you found a piece of land. Gonna change from city boy to country man. Yeah, try to build your life with your hand. And just keep on smiling, keep on smiling.
Fox Journey, this is Three Dog Night. Three Dog Night here at 90.9 FM, and Mama Told Me Not to Come. And I know when I first heard that song, or actually when I first found out who wrote that song, I said to myself, I should have guessed. I mean, that sounds exactly like something Randy Newman would write. And he did write that. He wrote a lot of great songs, but perhaps he's only known for one song. And we'll get to that in a second. But he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2013, and the person that inducted him was Don Henley.
But you know, that voice is the perfect vehicle to convey the poignancy and the absurdity and the humor of the characters that populate his songs. After Short People was released in 1977, I was talking to Randy one day, and the song was becoming a hit, and I said, you know, Ran, I call him Ran, that was really clever how you used the idea of Short People combined with a catchy melody to make a statement about intolerance and discrimination and man's inhumanity to man. I said, that's what the song's really about, right? And Randy kind of stared off into the distance over his glasses, and he said, "It's about short people."
know why she drives me nuts. I took up skydiving. She bought me a parachute that opens on impact. Yeah, well, my wife, you can't be nice. The other night I asked her, I said, what's your wildest sexual fantasy? She told me if I got my own apartment. Hey, that's the story of my life. No respect. I don't get no respect at all.
Sometimes I feel like I am drunk behind the wheel. The wheel of possibility, however it may roll. Give it a spin, see if you can somehow factor in. You know there's always more than one way to say exactly what you mean to say. Was I out of my head or was I out of my mind? How could I have ever been so blind? I was waiting for an indication. It was hard to find. Don't matter what I say, only one.
OMD. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, If You Leave, right here at 90.9 FM, Jukebox Journey. Johnny G in with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Hopefully you're having a good day today. I came across an article that, back in 2013, TV Guide rated, I think it was like the top 50 game shows ever. I mean, I think it would be kind of easy to guess what number one, like Jeopardy. But number 10 on the list was a game show that came out in 1966 and it ran to 1974. And the host during that time period was Bob Eubanks. And I loved watching that show only because a lot of nights it got into the R rating. Oh, hold on. Got to turn this off. There we go. I'm learning how to use the equipment. Okay. So this is from the Newlywed Game. From the late 60s.
I don't know what they mean.
Try it again.
Here. Your husband say he is basically more urban or rural, Kathy?
I don't know what they mean.
You know it. Now, you married him. What do you think?
Heck, he's urban.
He's urban. Has he been that way?
About 2 months.
2 months he's been. Do you think there's anything he can do about it?
He went to a doctor.
Oh, he did. Did the doctor give him anything for his urban?
He gave me something.
And I want you to know. See, I want you to feel it too. So just listen to me, baby. Can't stop me now. Hear what I say. My feet want to move, so.
If you get the notion, you can't stop the groove, cause you just won't move. Got my sunroof down, got my diamond in the back. Put on your shaggy ring, woman, if you thought I ain't coming back. Shame, shame, shame. Shame on you, girl, if you can't dance too. I said shame, 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 shame. Shame on you, if you can't dance too.
If you don't want to come, remember one monkey don't stop no show.
remember when that song first came out, the summer of 1985, and I thought to myself, wow, these guys got a big future ahead of them, Katrina and the Waves. And that was it. That was their claim to fame, Walking on Sunshine, here on Jukebox Journey. Johnny G along with you. If you've been in Walmart lately, you may have noticed something strange. More cashiers. Yeah, looks like the self-checkout terminals are on the way out. I don't know how long they've been in there now, but it's just the first time they put those in, and I'm walking by, and my shopping cart was full of groceries, and the clerk says to me, would you like to go through the self-checkout? And I looked at her, and I said, will you scan the items for me? She said, no. I said, will you bag them for me? She said, no. I said, will you give me a discount for doing all the work? She said, no. I said, then why would I want to do it? So I kept going. But yet there's people that are waiting in line. And it's like, I don't know. I just can't figure it out. If you have one or two items, fine. Yeah, I've done that. But a whole cart? But anyway, they're getting rid of them. Apparently, 50% of their losses happen at the self-checkout terminals. In 2021, they estimate they lost $3 billion through the self-checkout. 2022, it was $6 billion. And in 2023, they estimated $6.5 billion in 2023. And the sad thing is, the people that they talked to that got caught stealing, they said, yeah, I would do it again.
love walking down the street.
That is Survivor here at 90.9 FM. I can't hold back. I am Johnny G saying, wow, it's a fast 2 hours. I will not be here next Tuesday. I hear Cape Cod calling me, but I'll be back the following week. Until then, don't forget to get out and vote today. And, well, thanks for joining me. And until we meet again, happy trails.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Want that freedom, living off the grid. They want those three dogs that they call their kids, and that good surf, no hypocrites. They want it all. They want a contract with Real Madrid. They want that spring break where the clubs were lit, and then that video taken off the internet. They want it all, and they should have what they want. They deserve what they want. I hope they get what they want. I just want you. Have a couple kids, got the whole block looking like you. We tell the world they gotta leave us alone, and they do. Wow, got me dreaming about a driveway with a basketball hoop. Bust up, settle down, got a wish list. I made wishes on all of the stars. Please, God, bring me a best friend who I think is hot. I thought I had it right once, twice, but I did not. You caught me off my guard. I hope I get what I want, 'cause I know what I want. I just want you. A hefty pull. This generation's not free.
101.9 FM WONY Oneonta with Devin from Youth Forever.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 27th, join the Office of Health and Wellness for Coffee with the Counselor Center. This will be happening in Hunt Union by the reception desk from 11 a.m. to 12